Okay, let's call the city council meeting for Tuesday, February 5th, 2019 to order. Invocation by Lieutenant John Simonson, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, first we are just grateful for today, this gift of today. Lord, we just give you glory and praise. Lord, we're also grateful that we are constantly reminded of the incredible place in which we get to live. The people, the area, Lord, your blessings can be seen everywhere. Lord, we're also grateful that despite the differences we might all have, we know there is one true way, and that is your way. So, Lord, we invite you into this space tonight, ask for your wisdom, your guidance. As we may disagree with each other, we ask for the courage to listen to each other. Lord, we ask for the wisdom to hear each other. And then, Lord, we ask that you would speak your will to all of us here tonight. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
The Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Here.
Councilmember Johnson?
Here.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Here.
Councilmember Costo?
Here.
Councilmember Boyd?
Here.
Mayor Kennan?
Here. Okay, entertain a motion considering tonight's agenda.
Move to approve the agenda with 11 additional items, and they are in front of you.
Good job. Thank you.
Nice.
Man, we're getting good.
Well, they're not up there, though.
They're not up there?
Second.
No. There they are.
There they are.
There they are.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Moving to considering previous minutes from our work session, regular council meeting, committee of the whole from 1-8 to 19. If there are no objections, the reading of the minutes will be waived. Any corrections to the minutes? If not, minutes stand approved as written. Okay, any announcements by the council?
Just grateful that our pass is being dredged. Guess I've all seen that. Mm-hmm. The sand is pumping on the island right now as they're north of the bridge, and as they go south, it will go onto the beach and replenish what has been washed off. But our gratitude to Senator Shelby's office for pushing the Corps of Engineers to allow our pass to be dredged. It saved us millions, and we're grateful.
Amen.
Mayor, I believe that Jessica Langston has an announcement to make.
Thanks so much for having me here this evening. So I'm the arts coordinator for Expect Excellence, and we have a lot of exciting things going on in our theater program. We have our first major production, and we're very proud to announce Willy Wonka is coming up on May 23rd at 6:30 p.m. So we have a few of our cast members here. First of all, Miss Annette Mitchell is joining us as Violet
stand,
Beauregard's
Annette.
Mother.
Please stand. Yeah. Please stand.
Yeah. Mrs. Yeah. Beauregard, thank you. Thank you.
There's not a wicked witch in there?
She said she was. Oh. She told me she was going to sing tonight.
Help her just a little chorus.
Just sing a ditty.
Now. I'm
moving. excuse me.
Wizard of Oz.
Thank you.
You know
Mayor
I love
Cannon.
You.
I'm sorry, but I play the role of Mrs. Beauregard, not a wicked witch, the mother of one of the Golden Ticket winners, Violet the Gum Chewer.
Violet the Gum Chewer. Excellent,
okay.
Excellent.
I'm looking very much Purple forward kid. To portraying that character.
Get
not
your
wickedly.
Tickets early.
Thank you so much, Miss Annette.
Thank you.
And we also have Willy Wonka here with us tonight. Her name is Mackenzie Mayo. Will you stand up for us, Mackenzie? And we have Kaylee McCoy here tonight. She's going to be our Candyman and also the Cursed Violet, a.k.a. the Blueberry. And then, of course, we have Jude McCoy as Grandpa Joe. Oh. thank you all so much for your support. We are looking forward to a wonderful production. And Jonathan will have these flyers out next week so that everybody will have a poster all around town. We'll also have all of the information on the city website under Expect Excellence, and you'll be able to start purchasing your tickets next week. So please reach out if you have any questions. Thank you.
Thank you,
Jessica.
Where can we get chocolate so we can win the golden ticket?
That's the question.
That's the question.
We are going to give away chocolate as you walk in, though.
There you go.
I do want y'all to know Jessica and Jonathan, besides doing what they do, have three major projects going on. One is the Orange Beach Day in Montgomery. Jessica has taken on the Booster Club grand opening, which will be the Mako Academics Arts and Athletics Club. It will be in May. I'm sorry.
May 11.
And then this performance here. So they're doing a lot for us.
A whole lot.
Yep.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
I just wanted to announce to the room and to council, we did let the bid for the Terry Cove additional turn lane. They should be beginning, you'll start seeing them out there at the end of this week, and they should begin construction next week. We're anticipating probably the paving work to be a month. The whole job will take longer than that, but they're going to try and keep lane closures to a minimum. We may have a couple of days where we do have to have lane closures, but I just want to make sure everybody knew that that's what's coming up.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Thank you, Kit. Anyone else?
Mayor. Just kind of an update as we enter February. January was pretty busy. Made a lot of speeches to a lot of snowbird clubs. I think the number is somewhere around 14 clubs or meetings where there was at least 40 or 50 people gathered. And across the board, the feedback is unbelievable from our winter guests as to how much they appreciate what we're doing. There have been zero complaints or issues about the lodging tax and or anything that we had talked about, because last year with the May 1 start, we obviously talked about that, but they understand, and they're glad to see road improvements. They still wonder why we do the construction while they're here, and they've asked that, and I said, well, in addition, we're going to dredge the pass, and we're going to do a lot of asphalt while you're here. So there's a lot of that going on, but overall, it's been an amazing positive feedback coming back from our snowbirds.
Well, I have noticed that we have reduced the speed limit around town to 25. So,
not the signage.
I have two suggestions, Chief. Let's raise it to 80 in the hopes that we can get them to do 35. Or put a 25-cent toll on the left lane and get them all on the right.
There you go.
Whichever one we need to do, because I'm always late and they're driving me nuts. So, they get a kick out of us making fun of their left lane slow driving. They really do. Every time I go to one of their meetings, I make fun of them. And they
tell
play
them about
along.
Yesterday when we were going to a meeting, you and I, we about saw four cars at the Dollar General on Canals.
Yeah, it was the Keystone Cops there in the suicide lane, let me tell you.
Okay, I'm Jeannie Fitzgibbons with, of course, Orange Beach Parks and Recreation. Because we're talking about the programs with the children, I do want to make mention that coming up on February the 23rd is our Orange Beach Seafood Festival and Car Show, which has always been for the kids, but this will be expanding, and what's going to be happening is the transition for the Sports Association is the fundraising will now be directed toward the school, and not just sports, but arts. So please come on the 23rd to the Wharf. This will actually be the 27th annual Orange Beach Seafood Festival. The festival will actually be twice as big as it was last year. We are moving the car show to the west side of the wharf. We had 85 cars last year, so we can't handle another car in the location where we were at. So behind the cinema and between the cinema and the Beach Express will be the car show now. We're already registering cars, and that's going great. I've expanded the arts and crafts from 100 to 130. We are more than doubling the food booths. We have two full entertainment stages. So we had a second stage last year that was all young performers, but that will be a full-on entertainment stage just as the main stage was before. So it's great. I mean, I feel that we're going to more than double the money raised from last year. And so this event can just continue to grow, and the focus will be always on our kids.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Gene.
That would be a good segue into me bringing y'all up to where we're at with the Booster Club is generally what people call this type of organization, and it's generally the connotation of sports, mainly football. We've taken a different approach. We're going to we're going to have the Mako Academics, Arts, and Academics Club. All the money will be raised and go into a single portal with 11 to 13 board members, a second tier of advisors and membership, dividing the money out amongst all three disciplines or areas. So the arts will be funded to the extent that makes sense, as just as happily as the football team will be, and academics will be above both of those. We had a meeting with about eight of our largest employers, and they were all excited to get on board, especially because we had added academics and arts to the athletic side. They loved the idea of only getting hit up once a year instead of 50 plus from every imaginable organization. And hopefully we'll keep our kids from having to get out and sell candy bars door to door. But I'm excited that it's a really streamlined, and it's essentially the sports association is morphing into the Booster Club
yes.
Or the MAC. But it has really been a smooth transition with everybody in line thinking in the same direction. So it's really been good. So I think we're going to get a good running start.
Tony, one other thing.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
I mentioned about a month ago that we did get 1 million pounds added to the snapper quota for this year for the Gulf. There's I wouldn't say an emergency meeting, but they've pushed the meeting up to make a final decision on state management. My understanding is that Alabama and Florida got the two largest allotments, which is really good for Alabama. They'll make the final decision. We both got right at the 30% of the overall allotment. So things are looking good for Snapper, and we continue to move them. The other thing that we're fighting for is they're talking about making the underground forest a sanctuary. I've been working with Washington to try to push them to say allow fishing and diving on that sanctuary with no anchoring. The reason is you have fishermen and divers out there, they will police it, and no one else will. If they just make it a sanctuary, there'll be nobody out there policing it. The whole idea of that is so people don't go and steal the cypress logs, the 1,000-year-old cypress logs that are down there. And the best thing to do is just have people out there watching. So we'll let you know how that progresses.
I do have one more item, Mayor, and that is that on February 20th at the Event Center, the Orange Beach Garden Club will host its 32nd annual Game Day and Salad Luncheon. Garden Club was formed way before Orange Beach was a city, and for 32 years they have held this fundraiser. All of the money raised comes back into Orange Beach. So I hope everyone will get behind it and support it, even if you are not playing a game all day. You can come just for lunch and have the best homemade buffet you've ever seen. So that's on the 20th. The Sirens of the Sea Mardi Gras crew is hosting their annual View from the Top on the same day as the Seafood Festival, which is the 23rd. We have 5 luxury penthouse condominiums open for viewing. Tickets for the Garden Club are available at the Emporium. Tickets for the View from the Top are available at Wildflower. So come on out, support all of these groups that put all their money back into the community. Thank you.
I've got one thing since we're in everybody's pocketbooks and wallets right now. The zoo, the Alabama Gulf Coast Zoo, is having there a night on the wild side, March the 9th, which is a fundraiser for the zoo and for the purchase of new animals for the zoo that we will be moving to the new property at the end of this year. So it's a fabulous night, March 9th.
No, when are we moving the animals?
Right now, hopefully in September. If construction continues the way it is going right now, which is a very good pace, we're a little bit ahead of schedule. So we're hoping it'll take some time to move all of them. And if you have not seen the new lion cubs, they're all over Facebook. If you have a chance to see them or go to the website to see the new cubs, they are amazing, male and a female, and we will be able to breed them. They're not brother and sister. They're from different litters, and so they're very, very cute. So that fundraiser is March the 9th. You'll be seeing more about it, so keep that in mind.
Thank you.
Does anybody else need any more money?
Yeah.
Steven.
just a reminder, although I think they're all set to sell out, the annual Snowbird Trivia Night is the 16th at the Wharf, at the Event Center at the Wharf. So if you haven't got your tickets, you need to get your table sorted out. And we don't, the library doesn't have a table this year, so you might win.
Good to know.
Cecil and I made $150 on biscuits and gravy at the indoor yard sale.
Woo.
Yay.
I had three.
Good for y'all.
You ate three of them?
I ate three. They were great.
Cecil was upset that I had Betty Crocker mix. And he wanted to know where was the buttermilk, where was the lard.
You really could taste the difference in the biscuits. I mean, they were so good. It was like crack. I mean, you had to just keep going back. And you sold out, so.
You just kept coming back and loading up more gravy.
That was the best deal in the room.
I'm not going to ask Ken how he knows what crack is.
They were good.
Call them out. So it's a social experiment.
Well, if y'all.
There you go. Mr. Jeffrey.
The Friends of the Art. Grand event is May the 3rd. Details to come, but be sure to keep that date. We need your help.
Thank you. And forgive me, y'all know I'm very discombobulated tonight. Mr. Alan McElroy is not here.
That's right.
So it is Diane's 70th birthday.
That's
so
right.
They are celebrating at Voyagers. So congratulations to Miss Diane.
That's right.
Just one final.
Saint Diane.
One final announcement. Just I think everyone does know that's on the council, but if anybody in the public, in memory of Pedro Mandoki, the services will be Thursday at 1 o'clock at the Gulf Shores Methodist Church. So Pedro passed away this week, and he was one of the founders through Gulf Shores Plantation and many, many other opportunities through creating the CVB and many, many other things. So he will greatly be missed.
Good man.
Good man.
Okay. Auditing of accounts.
Move to certify the cash requirements with no related interests are within the budget and appropriate for payment.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Move to certify the cash requirements with related interest in Swift Supply are within the budget and appropriate for payment.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Abstain.
Moving to resolutions, resolution authorizing the execution of a right-of-way use agreement for Harbor Communications.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Moving to new business miscellaneous, additional approval of special retail liquor license application, the port at Zeke's.
Move to approve the liquor license.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Approval of restaurant retail liquor license application, Wharf Restaurant, Yahoo Rum, Tacos, and Boat Bar.
Move to approve the liquor license.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Approval of restaurant retail liquor license application, Doc Seafood Steakhouse.
Move to approve the liquor license.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Good luck, Richard. You'll do good, I know. Moving to resolutions. Resolution adopting an amended procurement policy for City of Orange Beach.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution adopting a fixed access policy for the City of Orange Beach.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution awarding the bid for a used full-size SUV administration, Enterprise Leasing Company South, $24,000.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion?
Mayor, Ken, are you sure you're going to give up that black truck?
It's going to be hard.
I know.
There's a line of department heads waiting
so
for it.
I'm so used to the Pop Van Creek, you know.
I understand. Just move forward.
He's giving it to me. I'm happy to take it.
Yeah,
exactly. Tired of driving mine.
That's right.
Jack it up. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The resolution authorizing the purchase of two passenger vans for Camp Sunshine, $76,026.08.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing execution of performance contract, Baldwin County Economic Development Alliance.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing purchase of a vehicle for the police department, $34,801.38.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing the mayor to execute a purchase agreement, license agreement, service agreement, police department database software, $238,700.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing the sole source purchase of effluent filter equipment refurbishment, Aqua Aerobic Systems, $70,108.02.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing the execution of metal services agreement, Orange Beach Jail, Southern Rapid Care.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing the purchase of a telescopic boom truck crane, Utilities Department, $208,161.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion?
Just want to say that is a knuckle boom truck.
Okay. So it is a
Yep.
Is anybody?
No, this is the crane that you lift your man stations out with.
Because we bought a knuckle boom a couple of years ago, right?
This is the one with the cage, the basket on it. Am I correct?
No, it's just a boom truck. It's not a knuckle boom.
Okay, but it doesn't have the ability to put the cage on it to lift a man?
But okay. He's utilizing this to lift on our big lift stations and stuff. That's the one that you have to.
It's in the plant, yes. Mm-hmm. Replacing the 1981 knuckle boom truck.
Right.
Okay. So why don't you say that to start with?
Yeah.
Here I am.
Heart?
We've got telescoping boom truck. Okay.
It's a telescoping knuckle boom truck with a basket on
the
end.
I think you got your money's worth
right?
out of that one, Harton.
Is that
the cheapest one you could find from the sewer department? $208,000? I'm playing, Jeff. Sorry.
Yeah. It's an all-purpose vehicle, right? Okay. Jack it up.
There we go.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing the purchase of a forklift for the Utilities Department, $41,341.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing the purchase of real property from Bat Bay Condominiums and authorizing the mayor to negotiate and execute a real estate deal, purchase agreement, and such other documents required to close the transactions.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. This is property for the future location of a dog park out in front of Back Bay Condominiums. At the point in time, the city marina property becomes our engineering, Gulf Coast engineering site in campus.
On White Avenue.
Yep, that's on White Avenue. Resolution. I'm sorry. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing the purchase of real property from William C. Holmes, Brooks Holmes, authorizing the mayor to negotiate and execute a real estate purchase, such other documents to close the transaction.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Jeff, turn your phone off. Sorry about that. Anybody know where I was?
We got it.
Okay. Any discussion?
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Do I hear a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
So moved.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Moving to Committee of the Whole. We'll answer the roll, please. Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Here.
Councilmember Johnson?
Here.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Here.
Councilmember Costa?
Here.
Councilmember Boyd?
Here.
Mayor Kenney?
Here. Consideration of previous minutes, work session, regular council meeting, committee of the whole, 1-15-19 will be reviewed and move forward. Moving to new business under miscellaneous, appoint voting delegate, Alabama League of Municipalities Annual Convention, held in Mobile, May 4th through 7th, 2019. Who's going? Jerry?
I will do it.
Jerry.
Good. Okay. Yeah. We appreciate that very much.
Thank you.
One thing I'll remind you, and I think I emailed you guys a little while back, hopefully because this one is close to us, so we'll be making preparations. So even if you all think you can make parts of the agenda, because they do have a lot of breakout sessions,
right.
Hopefully we can make that work, and if we need to do anything logistically to get over there. So this is the one chance to really shine as far as meeting a lot of the folks around, and that's obviously last year was in Montgomery, so this will be great.
Well, Monday is, of course, the the agenda for voting on different things, and it's good to set in just to listen. And I will be voting to support, of course, the Gulf Coast. But Monday night is the president's dinner, so that is a good evening to where you can really meet a lot of folks, and then you'll see the incoming leadership coming in and the outgoing. So it's Monday's a big day.
Thank you, Jerry.
Yeah, we really do appreciate you going. Approval of the outdoor music venue permit for Live Bait. Approval of temporary sales trailer for Phoenix Gulf Towers. Y'all good with that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're going to push this 750 amendment off. We've got some more tweaking to do.
Okay.
Moving to resolutions. Resolution to update the list of volunteer fire departments.
Wait, can I interrupt?
Sure.
This is not going to move forward, the sales trailer. I believe you all need to actually discuss and make a decision as to whether you're good with it. So do you mind looking at the attachment for the Phoenix Gulf Towers?
Are you talking about right now, right this minute?
Yeah. During the COW, because it won't be moved forward to the city council meeting.
Okay, I'm
this
fine.
This is where the discussion happens.
Okay, yeah, I'm fine with it. Y'all fine with it?
Let's look at it.
Well, my understanding is you're moving the fancy movable office on wheels first, and then you're doing sort of portables after that. Isn't that correct?
Moving that out, yes.
Okay.
Show it again. Really? Thank you, Chris.
So there's the site plan. Is this what you want to see, or the other?
Yes. Basically, this is the largest. That's the largest unit they would put on there. They're not sure. I don't believe that they are going to put up a unit that large. It will be handicap accessible, and then they'll provide the parking spaces. And I do have the aerial if you need to be reminded where it is. It's on the very far west end of Perdido Beach Boulevard. Before you get to the, yeah, pull up that aerial, will you? And that's where it's located, between Palm Beach.
The northeast corner.
You're going to put which corner? The
northeast corner. Yeah.
Northeast,
they'll
okay.
Place it. It'll probably be about 40 feet back from the right of way.
Oh, you're not putting the RV out there, the camper out there again?
You're going to get rid of that camper. Donate that as a wreath.
There you go. There you go.
Okay. Thoughts? Everybody's good?
I'm good.
We're any objections?
Go
okay.
So? You all need
can just get a move to
thank
a,
you,
approve
kid.
A second.
Do I have a movement? Do I mean a motion to approve?
No.
Can we do that in a cow?
Can we do
that? I don't think we can do that in a cow, can we?
One. Yes.
Okay.
I mean, it's a called meeting.
Yes.
You're assembled.
Yes.
Traditionally, we don't.
But it's not in your procedures that you can't. It's not illegal to do it. It's just up to y'all.
And that's for 2 years.
I'm fine.
I'm fine with it. Okay.
I move to make the approval of the temporary sales trailer for the Phoenix Gulf Towers.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? All right.
And that's for 2 years.
Do we need also the...
I thought it was a year and they had to come back.
I think... Well, they know they're going to go longer than that on the construction.
This is two towers.
Okay.
That's the reason.
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Normally you approve for a year.
For a year, that's what I thought.
Go ahead and approve for 2 years if you're comfortable with that. We can bring it back to you in a year, whatever you would prefer.
That's fine. I just knew it was different.
Yeah. Normally it's a year.
Okay. So we have a motion for 2 years and a second. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
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 That was all for movement.
What about the
and also the music venue? If y'all accept them going ahead, it's the exact same music venue and time periods that they've had previously. So if y'all are good with that, we can make note that y'all are okay with allowing their Live Bait to reissue their outdoor music venue permit.
We have any issues from the police department?
Boy, I read it. They did not.
The Live Bait.
We have not received any complaints on that.
Issues that you cannot control or?
No, there's no residential housing there now. We have no history of complaints when we requested this in the past.
due to the fact that the ordinance, since it only runs till
10 on weekends, 9 on weekdays, but they're going till early morning hours.
Okay.
They're asking to go till 2 in the morning.
Yeah.
And this is a 1 year.
It's every year they have to be renewed. So you'll be seeing this every year.
I'm good with it.
Okay. Do I have a motion?
Thank you.
Make a motion to approve the outdoor music venue permit for Live Bait as presented.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay. Resolution to update the list of volunteer fire department fighters. No, we're pulling that.
Oh.
So we'll pull it and it may come back on the next cow.
We'll see.
Yeah, this actually does not require a formal resolution. It's just approving the form of the notice. So you can solve it at next cow if you want to.
I would like to solve it at the next cow. From our previous discussion we had in the hallway a little while ago, because we don't have resolution.
Right.
On what they wanted and what we said we wanted. So.
Right. We need to make sure it's correct before we advertise it.
Thank you.
We agree.
Thank you.
Good. Okay. Resolution up. Okay. Okay. Can I move on? We ready to go? Okay. Resolution to update list of volunteer firefighters, reserve police officers covered under workers' compensation insurance. Resolution authorizing the execution of a contract for law enforcement services in Baldwin County. Resolution authorizing the execution of a voluntary cooperation agreement with Escambia County Sheriff's Office.
I'd like to say something about those two.
Absolutely.
I really appreciate working with those two agencies and how our department's working so close with those two agencies, our neighbors, and especially during spring break approaching us, but especially with Escambia County to the east. Thank you for continuing on that, because we need them.
They've been a big help.
Yep.
Amen.
We need them. Resolution awarding the bid for magnesium hydroxide feed system, Utilities Department. Resolution awarding the bid for shoreline stabilization and boardwalk project. Resolution awarding the bid for two vehicles, Police Department. Resolution authorizing reimbursement general fund in the event of a general obligation warrant is issued. Mm-hmm. Resolution authorizing the purchase of vehicle for Administration Department, state bid $17,068. Any questions on any of those?
I don't have any questions.
I just had one question. Shoreline stabilization and boardwalk. I couldn't tell when I was looking at it. Tell me about that.
Artson?
This is where from our property just past the waterfront pier at the Art Center.
Yes.
So if you go past to the east and then work your way back to the Nancy Lane right-of-way area,
right.
We're going to stabilize based on what the Corps will allow. Basically, we've got 7 or 8 pine trees today. Some of those will still be in the water, but you'll have riprap, you'll have boardwalks built, so it gives that walkway. There'll still be some sandy area near the pier for people to enjoy the beach area with the sand. There'll probably be a phase two, because the Corps already permitted this location, so phase two would be moving more to the west. So when we become owners and hopefully all that, as we move toward the wind and water, it will connect on across there.
Yes.
So at that point, where I think it had to be a phase two. But we didn't want to recommend anything with that and hold this project up, because the Corps permit's already in hand.
Right. Okay. Well, thanks.
But stabilization isn't necessary because of the erosion.
Erosion of the
bank there.
Yes.
Okay. Any questions or anything else?
So the bid will be opening before the next meeting.
Okay. All right. Anybody got anything from the audience?
Mayor, you have a whole page on the other side.
Not that quick. You trying to have a record meeting?
I am. I thought, well. Resolution authorizing the execution of a task order with Burt Klein Peter, Professional Engineering Services for Design, Construction, Inspection of Louder Lane Intersection Improvements at Canal Road. Resolution in support of protecting local control over public streets, public assets, and a call to Congress to reaffirm such local reverse roof control by reversing recent FCC actions related to wireless facilities.
That in itself is about the email you sent to us about towers and placement and no local control, right? Thank you so much again for that.
Yeah. Yes, we needed it to make sure that they when you have small cells, then they got to put it on a pole or they got to put it on a tower. We want to have input on what the tower looks like and where it's going to be
and
located.
Where they're located.
Yes.
Within our city.
Yeah, there's a lot of buzz about this all over the
sure
state.
Sure is. Yeah. Thank you, Renee.
Everything should be local.
It's exactly.
A resolution authorizing the execution of a lease agreement from the police department with William Scottman, modular office, $57,410.72, 24 months. Resolution authorizing the purchase of debris vacuum, landscape department, $23,892.86. Resolution authorizing the purchase of a bunker rake, landscape department, $23,165.01. Any questions on any of that? Cost a lot of money to keep this place clean.
Yes, it does.
It ain't cheap. So, but it's the best money we could ever spend, in my opinion. And I think we all agree.
The yeah. rewards of keeping our yeah. community as clean as we do.
That's right. Let's Disney see. World.
Amen.
Disney
Amen.
Moving to ordinance. Ordinance is amending Chapter 18, Code of Ordinance, City of Orange Beach, Courts, entitled Courts, to add Article 3, entitled Pretrial Diversion Program. I don't even want to ask what that is. Y'all have it?
Renee, can you... I'm familiar with it, but for those that aren't, we were
yes.
discussing a little bit.
Thank you, Renee.
I could have been.
Yes.
She's got it.
Somehow got overlooked.
Yeah, it's basically just a program that we've done for about 27, 28 years, but legislation passed an act probably 3-4 years ago, and it just, the ordinance formalizes what we are already doing, and it allows us to... assess a fee to get into the program
mm-hmm.
instead of what we're doing now. Right now we're assessing a cash bond, and so instead of a cash bond that's refunded back to the defendant, we would just charge them a fee to enter the program. They basically are pleading guilty to the charge. Normally it's a first-time offender. With that being said, sometimes we have exceptions, you know, and other people are allowed in. But they comply with the terms of the order, and at the end of whatever period
term.
They're given,
the
we'll
time
dismiss.
Term, whatever, the end mm-hmm. of the time term.
Mm-hmm. We'll dismiss the charge.
Mm-hmm. Renee, how much is the fee that we'll be charging?
DUI, domestic violence, drug charges, that'll be $1,000. Other misdemeanors, traffic would be $500, and regular ordinances would be $300.
What? How does that compare to what they do with a bond now?
That's exactly what they post as a bond.
But they get the bond back.
But they get the bond back.
So now
yeah,
they'll pay.
Right now they have to post a bond, pay the cost. And so then at the end of the term, they get the cash bond back.
So the cost the same, or will the cost go up with this?
No, the costs are the same. They're set by legislation, so
okay.
you know we really
so
can't
in this
mess
case
with
we're
those.
Just eliminating the bond.
Yeah, we're converting that to a fee, okay. and we would still collect the cost. You know, it's a program that most of the courts in Alabama do, state courts on down.
So just so I understand,
mm-hmm.
right now they pay the cost,
mm-hmm.
they get a bond.
Mm-hmm.
And they get their bond back.
Right.
Moving forward, they'll pay the cost and pay the fee of $1,000.
Correct.
And not get it back.
Correct.
So this is a $1,000 increase to the person who has a crime, in essence.
Except for they won't be
yeah.
prosecuted. This is a...
Yeah.
This is a... The program is about allowing certain nonviolent offenders an alternative to being...
Right.
prosecuted and having a conviction on their record.
Right.
And so
those
the fees same, are not...
Just to understand, though, are those same nonviolent offenders in the program, which I'm explaining right now, where they now pay a bond, but they get the bond back?
Correct, because the bond mm-hmm. is to ensure that you come to court.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a fee. The fee, even though it's basically equivalent now, will be used to defray the costs of supervision, because there are... a number of administrative costs that come along with this program.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we probably have between people on probation and withheld cases, we probably have somewhere between 350 to 400 people that are monitored daily. Christy is my coordinator. I have her in charge of all that, and she's constantly on the phone with people calling in. So they do reviews. She has to do checks on their criminal history, make sure that they've stayed out of trouble. She has to monitor court referral, which is a substance abuse program, make sure that they're complying with that, that they're paying any money that's owed.
So in essence, we were paying for that person that was doing all the administrative functions.
Correct.
And now the fees will actually pay, for the person.
Correct.
That are doing those things.
Mm-hmm. Let me just play devil's advocate while I'm asking. Mm-hmm. You're here for your first visit, or you've been coming every year, and mm-hmm. you have something to happen to you while you're here.
Mm-hmm.
You're already going to have to pay $5,000 for an attorney to come. You're already paying your fees and your costs. This is another $1,000 they're going to have to pay that just gives us a black eye. I'm going to get called on this one, and I'd rather discuss it now so I'm aware of it.
Mm-hmm.
It seems that the people that maybe get these call me sometimes. And so I'd like them, one, to be able to answer.
What's up with that?
I don't know. But it just, yeah, and it just seems like a lot. If we're going to have $1,000, I mean, that's $200,000 to $400,000 if they're paying $500 to $1,000.
You know, it's better extra than a conviction.
But they don't have to go before the judge.
Well, they don't have to go before the
judge. No, they do have to go before the judge.
Yeah.
Because the judge has to approve.
Mm-hmm. Right, but essentially, okay.
He's the one that orders what the conditions will be.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, they still have to go through the same process. They're just paying a bond that they get back versus they're going to be paying a $1,000 fee, if I understand it correctly.
Well, I mean, that's true. But paying this fee is better than having a DUI conviction on your record.
On your record.
Because that's
they have a choice, don't they?
So many different
well,
things.
Yeah, I mean, but the same situation occurs right now, paying the bond and getting the bond back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They still don't get the DUI. They still go to the class, and they still don't get the DUI. The fee doesn't change the system. The fee is just, we're just, if I'm understanding, and that's what I'm asking, we're just not going to do the bond. We're going to do a fee instead.
Wait a minute. They have
a choice,
don't they?
Not to participate.
They have a choice. They don't have to pay the fee. They can pay the bond.
It's like right now.
Yeah.
You know, if
they have
a choice. If they can't post a bond and pay
then
the
they
cost,
just pay the fee.
Then mm-hmm. they go through the regular process as anybody else who, they can either stand up there and plead guilty or they can plead not guilty, have their trial.
Can they pay the fee later? Because if they can't post a bond, they surely aren't going to have $1,000 to pay the fee.
Oh, they don't go through the program until they pay the bond now.
Gotcha. Okay.
You have to pay up front. If they don't, then I continue the case until they have the money.
I'm sorry for my lack of knowledge on it.
No, you're
no,
fine.
No,
that's,
we all,
that's
fine. This is good. No,
it's
I'm
an education.
You did,
yeah, you, mm-hmm. you need
thank
to,
you for
you
that,
need to know that mm-hmm. in case you yeah. get any more phone calls.
Mm-hmm. I'm surely not going to be paying the fee because I'm
send
not
send them my way.
I get it. I mean, I was
so I want to call your attention to section 1832 of the proposed ordinance and. I think Orange Beach probably has the longest running pretrial diversion program going, and it's done.
Yeah.
Judges have the inherent right to do this. It's just part of what it means to run the court. But mm-hmm. Alabama passed this statute so it could be formalized, and there would be a mechanism to pass through some of the fees. In looking in doing the research on how the ordinance ought to be written, I found two different approaches that cities took. Some cities say very simply, judge, you run your program. Other cities have very detailed ordinances. I kind of tried to take the middle path in this, and the way I drafted it was that the municipal court judge, along with the prosecutor, would have the administrative power to make administrative rules on how the program was actually going to operate. And this ordinance requires the council to approve those rules. You don't have to approve those rules. You can empower the court to write those rules and then just simply require they be published somewhere. You know, you put them on the website or copy in the city clerks. It doesn't matter which way. It's just your preference, and you don't have to answer that question tonight because it'll be, you know, it's on the cow. But think about whether you want to do that.
I'd like y'all's input on why you would either want us to approve them or why you'd want us to defer them to you. Just so, because I don't, as I sit here, I don't know which one would be better.
or which one benefits you and what may be easier. So
the important thing is that there are rules, that they're uniform, and that they're published, from my perspective, because you don't want to have just kind of a, although they're
doing a good job. And we've always had a set of rules, you know, that every attorney that comes into court already knows, you know, how it works, because, like I said, it pretty much is the same program everywhere.
Right. Who administers the program that they go to? Is that like a countywide program that they go to? If someone has to go to a...
You mean like the court referral program?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're state employees.
Okay.
We have an officer who comes down every court date, and that's our person, you know, who we send all of our people to, and they report back, and we get monthly,
okay.
Well, actually twice a month, because every time we get, we have court, we get a stack of reports on how they're doing, you know, if they're taking their classes, if they're passing their drug screens, you know, all those things, so.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'll go with that.
I can see where a smaller city that didn't have a lot of funds, where this was kind of hurting them, because they don't, you got to have the people to manage the administrative function. Is that true, that a smaller city would have, that didn't have kind of funding, if it were bonds like you were talking about, and they get it back, then they were out a lot of money, it seems like, for staff. Does that make any sense? Could that be part of?
I think I know what you're saying. Smaller cities, they may not have the staff,
right,
to monitor
the program. And this will help.
But that doesn't mean that they don't have the program in place.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
This court, my philosophy is, if the judge orders something, then it's my job to make sure that those orders are followed through. So that's why I have a certain person who handles that for me. Smaller court, where you have your clerk, who's also your city clerk,
right,
and your treasurer,
everything.
your utilities,
right,
clerk, she doesn't have that luxury of somebody else. So her program may be very short. Here's your order, you do it, and when it comes back up, we'll deal with it then.
Some cities also outsource that function, but there is no plan to do that here.
Yeah, no, there's no reason to.
Thank you.
Everybody good?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Renee.
Yep. Thank you much, Renee.
Very good.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Where are we at?
Number two.
Set a public hearing date for an ordinance, amending ordinance number 172, Louder Pelican Rezoning. Public hearing date, Canal Road Setbacks. Public hearing date, Broken Sound PUD. Public hearing date, Wharf PUD Overflow Parking Areas. Public hearing date, Emerald Coast Marine at the Wharf. All these are for 312. Y'all good with that? Okay. All right, I guess that is all. Unless there's another page here somewhere. All right. Anybody in the audience? Yes, sir.
Can you go up front?
Yes, sir, please.
All right.
Name and ID and
address. Jim Forsyth. Address is 25357 Windward Lakes Avenue in Orange Beach. Just wanted to come by this evening to thank everybody for the new sidewalk that's going in along Loop Road. We'd expressed some concern to Kit last summer about the safety of walking along there. She came right out and looked at it and agreed and said she would get it in the budget for 2019. I called her in November. She had said it's in there. I put on my calendar I was going to call her in March and see when the project would start. Now I don't have anything to do in March because it'll probably be done by then. So thank you all very much. We have about 185 property owners in Mariner Lakes, plus the people in the Fairfield Inn use it, along with the people in the condos that come across the street to go shopping. So we think it's a great addition, and we thank you all for following up with that. Thank you.
Jim, we want to thank you, buddy. He's been a great,
yes,
POA president.
Yes, you
absolutely
have.
And a great liaison with us, with all those guys over here. So thank you, Jim. I'm going to try to get you a raise, buddy.
And
I promise you.
Thank you, Kit.
Thank you,
Kit.
Yes, Yes, Tim. Where's Tim?
Tim, where is Tim?
Oh, he got his blower and he left.
His crane.
His crane, he left, yeah.
Anybody else? Anything? Anything? Anyone? Okay. I guess then we will entertain a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?